This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Addressing as the keynote speaker at a program on parliamentarians for fossil fuel free at UNGA, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says countries emitting carbon should pay compensation to non-emitting countries. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication Prithvi Subba Gurung says constitution will be amended on national consensus. And Israel limits gathering in the north as Israel-Hezbollah border attacks intensify. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said that Nepal clearly believes that carbon-emitting countries should compensate the non-emitting countries. While addressing as the keynote speaker at a program on parliamentarians for fossil fuel free at the 79th United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, he stated that Nepal has helped reduce the climate change impact through zero carbon emission. He stressed compensating the communities suffering from climate change impact due to the emissions by the developed countries. Prime Minister Oli called on the world's developed countries to increase funding for future climate adaptation as established by Paris Agreement. In the meantime, a meeting was held between Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli and the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Prime Minister Oli, who is in New York to attend the 79th UNGA, met with UN Secretary General Guterres at a United Nations building on Saturday evening local time. During the meeting, various aspects of Nepal-United Nations relations were discussed. Prime Minister Oli is accompanied by his spouse, Radhika Sakya, Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arjurana Deoba, Chief Advisor to Prime Minister, Bishnu Prasad Rimal, Foreign Secretary, Seva Lamsal, and other senior officials. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said that the current government was committed to implementing the fundamental rights, including health, education and others, as stated in the constitution. Inaugurating the ICU service in Lamjung District Hospital yesterday, Minister Gurung assured that this government will continuously work to establish the rights of the people. He also said that the government would make efforts to provide specialist doctors from district to local level hospitals, and the provincial government would pay special attention to this end. Minister Gurung pledged to ensure all facilities needed for the Lamjung District Hospital and said that the expert human resources would be retained in the district by providing them with sufficient facilities. On the occasion, Minister Gurung, who is also the spokesperson of the Council of Ministers, inspected the services and different wards of the hospital. At a different event, Communication Minister Gurung reiterated that the current coalition government was formed to bail out the country from the economic crisis and claimed that the current government will amend the constitution on national consensus. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Deoba says many challenges are still prevalent for women to reach leadership positions across the political and institutional sectors. Addressing the meeting of World's Women Foreign Ministers in Toronto, Canada, Minister Dr. Deoba said women in Nepal are still facing many challenges to acquire leadership roles, though Nepal has guaranteed several legal provisions ensuring women's equality and inclusive participation. Minister Dr. Deoba argued that Nepal and other third world countries are relatively facing more problems regarding gender equality and women's rights. Meanwhile, a bilateral meeting was held between Foreign Minister Dr. Deoba and her Romanian counterpart, Luminița Teodora Obodescu. The Foreign Minister's Secretariat informed during the meeting bilateral relations and several issues of mutual interest between the two countries were discussed. In the meeting, Dr. Deoba requested the Romanian government and the investors to invest in Nepal's hydropower and other sectors. On the occasion, Romanian Foreign Minister Luminița expressed interest in working with Nepal in the fields of water sector, water resource management, tourism and education. Foreign Minister Dr. Deoba is currently in Canada to participate in the meeting of women foreign ministers held in Toronto. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructures and Transport has directed the Department of Road to complete the maintenance of roads given the approaching Dasai festival. Senior Vice President of the Federation of Nepali National Transport Entrepreneurs, Punya Prasad Sitaula, informed a meeting of transport entrepreneurs with government representatives held yesterday at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructures and Transport issued a directive in this regard. The meeting also decided to request the Home Ministry and Nepal Police to effectively implement the decisions of not operating vehicles along the BP highway during the night and to open advance ticket booking soon by discussing with the Department of Transport Management. The Department of Transport Management was further directed to ensure fair transport fares. Present in the meeting were Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal, Secretary Keshav Kumar Sharma, Joint Secretary Krishna Raj Pantha, President of Federation of Nepali National Transport Entrepreneurs Vijay Bahadur Swar, Senior Vice Chair Sitaula, and employees of Department of Transport Management, among others. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Centre, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has called on Maoist forces to join the process of unity. Addressing the 15th Annual General Assembly of the Martyrs Foundation Nepal at the party office in Peri Tada yesterday, Chair Dahal shared that there was no alternative to all Maoist forces but to move ahead together. He recalled that the government under his leadership had recognized the martyrs of the People's Movement as the national martyrs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Israel has launched airstrikes in Lebanon and is restricting gatherings in the city of Haifa and other northern areas as it continues to attack targets linked to Hezbollah. The latest Israeli offensive comes a day after it carried out an airstrike in Beirut, which the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said killed a dozen senior Hezbollah commanders. Lebanon said 37 people, including 3 children, were killed. Earlier this week, 39 people were killed and thousands wounded after pagers and walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed militia and political group, exploded on 2 days across Lebanon. On Thursday, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah blamed Israel for the attacks, saying it had crossed all red lines and vowed just punishment. Israel has not claimed responsibility. In the meantime, United Nations human rights chief Volker Turk said the pager and walkie-talkie explosions violated international humanitarian law. Cross-border fighting between Israel and Hezbollah escalated on 8 October 2023, the day after the attack on Israel by Hamas gunmen from Gaza, when Hezbollah fired at Israeli positions in solidarity with the Palestinians. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province and at a few places of hilly regions of the rest of the provinces today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated towards the south of its normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Addressing as the keynote speaker at a program on parliamentarians for fossil fuel free at UNGA, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says countries emitting carbon should pay compensation to non-emitting countries. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication Prithvi Subba Gurung says the constitution will be amended on national consensus. And Israel limits gathering in the north as Israel-Hezbollah border attacks intensify. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.